And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our first Sherrard High School sports spotlight of the 2024-25 school year shines on the volleyball program. We're talking with senior Jenna Copeland. The Tigers off to an 8-0 start in volleyball in 2024. So, Jenna, I say probably a perfect start for your senior volleyball season so far. What have been some of the biggest keys to the success that the Sherrard volleyball program has seen so far this year?
Yeah, it's been a really awesome start. We're really excited. I would say probably the thing I would attribute most is confidence. We have a lot of players that are new this year, but we're really getting after it. We spent a lot of time this summer in the gym, both at open gyms and also some team bonding events. And I would say just the closeness that we created over the summer kind of translated into our season, and that's really helped us this year.
Well, I saw over the weekend you guys played in that tournament that Hall hosts, also a long trip to Spring Valley. I think probably a pretty long day, 4 or 5 games maybe that you played in. So looking back on Saturday, I know that's probably kind of a challenging day, both physically and mentally, and to end up winning the tournament, how were you guys able to put that run together?
Yeah, it definitely was a long day, but we had a lot of fun. I would say we just, had to really be in there mentally focused every game, because it does get challenging as the day goes on and you start to get more tired. But I think all the girls did a really good job working together and pushing through those challenges to get the wins.
And then this week, I think kind of a fun week on the schedule, where I know Tuesday you played a tough match with Rock Ridge. You ended up winning in 3 sets, so you have kind of the local rival there. And then coming up on Thursday, we're talking with Jenna on Thursday morning, the Tigers take on Orion, who of course have a proud tradition in volleyball too, and another local matchup for Sherrard. So just a little bit about the game Tuesday with Rock Ridge, being able to pull that out, and then looking ahead to tonight's matchup with Orion, which should be a pretty good match, I would think.
Yeah, we kind of knew coming into this season that we have a super competitive conference, so that kind of every game is going to be, we're going to have to give our all, and it's going to be a battle. But Rock Ridge was a super fun night. It didn't start the way we wanted. We did lose the first set, but we were able to come together in the second two and take the win. And then we're hoping to kind of come out with that competitive energy into the Orion game tonight.
And Sherrard has a new volleyball coach in 2024, Mary Hem, taking over the program. And as we mentioned earlier, off to an 8-0 start. So how's everyone been meshing with the new coach? At least on the court, it looks so far so good.
Yeah, so far so good. I think it was a little nerve-wracking for all of us before we got the chance to meet her. Just, you never know what to expect with a new coach and a new program. But so far, it's gone really smoothly. Everyone's clicking, and yeah, it's working really well.
So you grew up around the Sherrard volleyball program, obviously playing as a youth player, but you had an older sister who had a very good volleyball career at Sherrard with Lauren. So growing up around the program, being around, your sister, how much has that helped you grow as a player of your own? As we've talked about, you've had a very strong start team-wide, but individually too, to your senior season.
Yeah, I would say my older sister Lauren is probably one of the biggest influences on me. When I was younger, I was kind of, dragged to her games, sitting in the stands. But as I watched her play, I kind of started to find the love of volleyball myself. And then, that translated into junior high and high school when, even in high school when I was a sophomore and she was a senior, we got the chance to be on the same team. So, yeah, I would say that's a big influence on me and has kind of made changed the way I played my game as well.
All right, and looking down the line for you, can you speak to what type of, maybe goals, both individually and team-wide, that you've set for your senior year? Off to an 8-0 start, so I think a lot of promise for the Sherrard team. So what are some things you're hoping to accomplish this season before the year wraps up?
Yeah, so our team actually did have a sit-down meeting at the beginning of the year, and we discussed with Coach and the whole team about our goals. And we came up with quite a few, both, personal goals, position-based goals, and team goals. And I won't get into the details of all of those, but one that stood out to me in particular was our goal of winning regionals this year. I was a part of the 2022 season when we were able to get the regional championship, win it, and last year, sadly, we fell short of the title. We were in the championship game but lost. So I would really love to, you know, close out my senior season with another regional championship.
All right, that's Sherrard senior Jenna Copeland joining us on the WRMJ High School Sports Spotlight. Jenna, thanks for taking some time to talk with us, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.